Now, I don't have this problem because I'm a cyclist and I don't have a car, but it does seem that if you drive a car at the moment, regardless of whether it's petrol or diesel or whatever you're putting in, it's costing you a lot more money than it used to. But it now looks like subjecting your diesel engine to a strong electric current could actually improve the efficiency by about 10%, which could save you a great deal of money. Internal combustion engines are getting more efficient with each generation of cars, but we're still a very long way off them being perfect. But now researchers at Temple University in Philadelphia have found a way to make diesel engines more efficient by making the droplets of fuel injected into the engine much smaller. Now, a diesel engine works by spraying a fine mist of fuel into a chamber where the pressure of a rising piston causes it to explode. It burns. And when it burns, the fuel and its products massively expand, and the expansion of gases pushes the piston back, and that powers the vehicle. Now, the smaller the fuel droplets are when they're sprayed into the chamber, the more efficiently the fuel can be burnt, and so the more miles you'll get from one tank of fuel. Writing in the journal Energy and Fuels, Rongier Tao and colleagues report on an electrostatic device which could be fitted to a standard engine and subjects the fuel to a strong electric field shortly before it passes into the fuel injector. They call it an atomizer, just like you have with perfume and aftershave. Now, this gives each droplet of fuel a negative charge, and because like charges repel, the droplets then repel one another and form a finer mist as they're sprayed into the combustion chamber. That makes the engine more efficient and improves the fuel mileage considerably. They've shown it works well on two engines so far, and they're confident it can be adjusted to work with existing engines as well as new ones, but also engines running on diesel or petrol, or even things like biodiesel or petrol mixed with ethanol, or even running on kerosene. So it's very promising.
And I take it that the level of electricity needed for that isn't going to actually outweigh the efficiency of, you know, because you said it was a very large electrical current needed. It can't be that much, I take it.
Well, it's a fairly strong current in a fairly strong electric field in the area where it's implied. But actually, it runs on something like 0.1 watts. So it's a very low energy consumption, which was something they were worried about and something they've managed to get around.
Awesome. Well, it does seem like we need anything we can to help improve our efficiency in life at the moment.